You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our puzzle giant, John Flansburgh from
Hello.
They Might Be Giants. Our next game is called Bachelor of Yarts. Mm-hmm. Please welcome our contestants, Melanie Flom and Diana Sue. Now, you are both teachers. First of all, thank you. Melanie, high school math. And Diana, you recently returned from teaching English to children in China, so I'm sure you're both shaping minds. But I want to know this. Your students, what do they teach you? Melanie?
Well, today when I said I was going to be on the show, one of my drama majors tried to teach me to calm down and breathe and speak slowly, but I don't think I learned that. So what they really taught me is that it's not always about winning.
Oh, really? That's what they taught you?
They tried.
But not here.
Here, it's all about winning. No.
Yeah, it's all about winning here.
Diana?
That properly harnessed 6-year-old children could probably power a small country.
They are leaders, born leaders. Yeah, and did they tell you also it's not about winning, it's about them winning?
They're speaking Chinese, so I'm not entirely sure.
They're winning.
They are winning. Okay, so what is a game called Bachelor of Yarts about? It's about, of course, talking like a pirate. Our Ask Me Another linguistic team figured out that to form a pirate word, you simply put a Y in front of a word that starts with AR, and voila, you just have to pronounce it with the gusto of a one-eyed buccaneer, and you're golden. So for an example for this game, let's go to Captain John Flansburgh.
So if we gave you the clue, he's the Greek thinker famous for his work with buoyancy, your answer would be, Yar, comedies.
This is the role you were born to play, my friend.
Yes.
All right, so you're going to put on an eye patch. You're going to feed Polly a cracker. I don't know anything about pirates. But you're really going to enunciate the yar.
Yar.
Yeah. And the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More Final Round. Here we go. From here, straight across the seven seas, it's the fast food chain famous for their roast beef sandwiches and curly fries. Diana.
Yarby!
Yarby! Yar! Diana takes an early lead.
It's a place for pirates to store their puffy shirts, or what they might call a wardrobe if they want to sound a little French. Diana.
Yarmoire!
Yarmoire is indeed the correct answer.
And for not a bonus point, but just for fun, if you were to crawl through it, where would you end up?
Narnia!
That was just for fun, but thank you. Near and dear to a buccaneer's heart, the trickster is one of these timeless modes of behavior identified by Carl Jung. Yep, it just got weird. Diana.
Yarchetypes.
Yarchetypes.
Correct.
We'll call you ship the collective unconscious.
We've got a hook for a shadow.
This island, a popular beach destination off the coast of Venezuela, was a favorite hideaway for pirates who probably just enjoyed saying its name. Melanie.
This is wrong. Wait, Yaruba?
Yaruba is right!
Correct! Melanie, you're correct! Key Largo, Mondego.
After too many tins of rum, when ye face be bearing a grog blossom.
Your face?
Ye face?
Ye face.
Ye face.
Be bearing a grog blossom.
You can easily confuse this long snouted mammal with an anteater. Diana.
Yardvark.
Yardvark.
Well played.
All right, this is your last clue. Like this R&B and soul legend, all the pirates want in the end is a little Yar-E-S-P-E-C-T. Melanie.
Yaretha Franklin.
You are a natural pirate. Captain John Flansburgh.
Yes.
How did our pirates do?
Our pirates did fantastically. And our big winner is Diana.
Congratulations, Diana.
Diana.
Thank you so much, Melanie. Good game, Diana. You'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.